As previously explained, a TIF is reviewed and approved prior to issuance of the permit. Once the TIF is approved, the curb ramp must be constructed to meet the TIF, and only the element of the curb ramp identified on the TIF as infeasible are allowed to be constructed outside of the ADA requirements. If during construction unforeseen site constraints in the field result in the inability to construct a proposed curb ramp to be ADA compliant, and design revisions are necessary, a supplemental HOP application will need to be submitted through EPS that includes the revised design and a completed TIF for review and approval. Cost is not a factor when considering compliance with the ADA. A curb ramp that can be constructed to be compliant must therefore meet all criteria on the CS4401 form after final inspection. Failure to meet ADA design criteria without an approved TIF will result in the need to reconstruct the curb ramp. Note, a TIF cannot be submitted to avoid mistakes made during construction, especially if the reviewed plans for the permit indicated a compliant ramp was feasible. In summary, changes to design are not unexpected during construction. Contractors should note if there are issues with the curb ramp design during construction before placing the concrete and notify the applicant and inspector. If design revisions are necessary during construction and the revisions retain compliance with the ADA standards, then the applicant shall submit a revised plan with the completed CS4401 in EPS for the issued permit for final inspection. If required changes will result in a non-compliant curb ramp, a supplemental HOP application must be submitted that includes the revised design and a completed TIF for review and approval before construction can resume.